you're listening to. Know your states, know your community here on 88.5 KRFY. And now we are sitting here with Russ Tomlin, who you might recognize as the voice of Made You a Mixtape on KRFY at 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights. Russ is here with us now as representative of the Hoosier State. The state is Indiana. You are the 19th state in the union, ranked 17th in population, with just under 7 million people living in Indiana as of today. And I'm actually in the room with two Hoosiers. I have Russ. We have Russ here, and Jim Healy also is an Indianan, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Russ is one up on me. My family moved to Indiana when I was 3 years old. Okay. I was born in Schenectady, New York.
Do you have any memory of anything
no.
in New York?
Okay. No, that's why. Yeah. That's why we have an authentic mm-hmm. Hoosier from yeah. what city?
Muncie.
And where is Muncie located in the state?
It is about 60 miles northeast of Indianapolis. So it's in the broad middle part of the state.
Okay. And what's Muncie known for?
Well, if you ever enjoyed Garfield cartoons, the cartoonist for Muncie, Jim Davis, came obviously from Muncie. Also, a cartoonist prior to him was published nationwide, T.K. Ryan, and his comic strip was called Tumbleweeds.
Okay.
Two cartoonists?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I guess I do know where Charles Schulz is from. He's from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I do. I know one other point of origin for a comic book. Or a comic strip artist, but is that something that's just a bit of trivia? Or are you a fan of newspaper comics, Russ?
Well, it's both. Muncie now will use Garfield on billboards, and he's kind of the spokes cat in some ways for the town.
Spokes cat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Muncie, Indiana. When I think of Indiana, I think geographically. Flat, I think farmland, rolling cornfields.
Well, there's real topography in Indiana. In the middle, it is flat where I was born and raised. But you go up north where Jim was, and it gets hilly and extremely lush with a lot more lakes, I would say. And then down south, it gets quite hilly in a different kind of way.
Hmm. Okay. And Jim, you are from South Bend.
I'm from South Bend. And what Russ was mentioning was the glacial moraines up around. So nosebleed in northern Indiana is about 300 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So being from Muncie, which is more towards the central part of the state, outside of the essentially flatness, what would be some of the foliage, trees and things like that one might find in Indiana?
Well, a lot of hardwoods. You would have, well, there used to be, what's that tree that, elms, used to have elms. We had one in our front yard, but Dutch elm disease
obliterated.
Right, yeah. But maples,
colorful ones.
Yes, very colorful ones. Tulip trees, and that's a good point.
Tulip,
as you know, people do go to southern Indiana for
the colors.
Yeah, for the colors. Brown County.
Okay. Now, if one is going to visit Indiana, like let's say Jack over there, what do you recommend that he see or visit?
Well, let me see. That's maybe one reason I left.
I see. Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. There's the Indianapolis 500.
That's what I think of. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say that. But really, I guess it's worth going to that once in your life.
Okay.
I went to it a few times growing up because that's just what you did. Muncie and Northeast Indiana is well known for volleyball, girls volleyball, high school and college. And a guy that I went to school with was a very successful high school volleyball coach. In fact, I think he won the state title some 20 times. So we're kind of proud of him.
You're from Muncie, and this, what I know about Muncie is that it was considered just the perfect average American city.
There middle town.
Middle, the sociological studies of when they were looking to find the average American small town, they went to Muncie.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And then they came back, I believe, and did a second study. But that did put Muncie on the map.
Yeah.
Another thing that put Muncie on the map was Ball State University. Mm-hmm. It's a college town.
And also a very famous late night host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for broadcasters like us, David Letterman got his start at Ball State.
Uh-huh. And I think he's, I think, isn't there a building, a building named after him there now or something?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay. But you scooted out of Indianapolis or Indiana.
Right, after the winters,
the
winters of 76 and 77.
That was what it was?
Yeah, definitely.
Those are brutal.
Yeah.
And, well, the most brutal one was 1978, where they had just gigantic snow drifts and people trapped in their houses, and it's still talked about. And you see lots of photographs every winter about the winter of 78, but I missed that one. Huh. I was in California.
What are some of your memories growing up? What did you do as a kid? Where did you go? County fair? What sorts of memories do you have when you reflect back upon your growing up days?
Well, definitely the Lyons Delaware County Fair every summer. And it was a great place to grow up because it felt safe. And you could go out without really telling your parents what or where you were going. I mean, I think people talk about that nowadays where your childhood was much less structured.
Okay.
And go out on a bike ride, go prowling around the neighborhood with your friends, getting into trouble, go launch rockets in the nearby park, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And just so long as you were home for lunch or for dinner or whatever, it was all cool.
Okay. One of the things that we've let Russ off the hook at is why Hoosier? I'm sure that I've heard a gazillion stories about the word Hoosier. Mm-hmm. Which one did you learn?
Okay. The one I learned was that way back in the day, pioneering homesteading days, people, at night you didn't have electricity, and if someone was coming upon your house, you got a little bit concerned, and you would say back then, who's here? Instead of who's there, it was who's here. Mm-hmm. And over time, it fell into Hoosier. Did you hear that one?
It's sort of the same. I heard that the Ohio River forms the southern border of the state, and as rafters would go by, that people on the shore would shout out, who's there, or be reverse one way or the other. Anyway, the word Hoosier became a slurred for who's there, and the rafters would shout, and then I guess, I'm Mabel, and I'm Josiah, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's sort of the same, but it's become, and then also they tack on the adjective herring Hoosiers.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
What's that mean?
I guess, in the world of sports, with basketball, Indiana has a very strong basketball tradition.
Yes,
on the high school, even before high school. But then as you go up to the university level, you have both Purdue and IU. So were you a sports fan growing up?
Not so much, but I'm certainly following IU football this year. I think they're undefeated. The Indianapolis Colts have one of the best records in the NFL, so that's very cool.
Okay. Any food uniquenesses to Indiana that you can think of?
I think the state pie is the sugar cream pie. And we certainly had some of that growing up, especially my mom was fond of it. And it's not a very healthy slice of pie.
Is that what it sounds like?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite sweet, as uh-huh. you can imagine. But
okay.
I'm wondering if that's similar to shoe fly pie.
Uh-huh.
You know, that mm-hmm. I don't know enough about that. But mm-hmm. I have to admit, growing up in South Bend, Indiana, we were like 10, 12 miles from the Michigan border. So there was South Bend and then the rest of the state.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah. Everything mm-hmm. is below us.
Kind of like North Idaho, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, one difference is different time zone here in Idaho.
True.
But in Indiana, mm-hmm. I mean, it goes way down to Evansville mm-hmm. and the Ohio River. But mm-hmm. What are some of the other big places, cities in Indiana?
Well, there's Terre Haute. There's Gary. Of course, everyone remembers Gary, Indiana, the song.
Mm-hmm.
Evansville, yeah, real, real different down south. And Fort Wayne.
Okay.
Those are the only ones I'm coming up with mm-hmm. at the moment. Richmond.
Yep, that's another biggie.
Yeah.
Of course, one of the ironies is, if I'm not mistaken, Indianapolis mm-hmm. is nicknamed Main Street of the Midwest.
Oh.
You know, and you tell that to, like, folks in Nebraska,
uh-huh.
where Indiana is back east.
Right. I always heard Indianapolis referred to as Naptown.
Naptown, absolutely.
Especially by radio DJs.
Mm-hmm. Why is it called Naptown?
Well, Indianapolis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like Chi-Town.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. The city's official slogan is Crossroads of America, Indianapolis, the capital and most populous city of the state of Indiana.
Mm-hmm. And it is smack dab in the middle of the state.
Absolutely. Yeah. You draw up and down yeah. and across. Mm-hmm.
Which is what they did, I read, way back in the day. They really wanted the capital to be right in the middle of the state, and they found the middle of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting. Interesting. Any other famous people from the state of Indiana? Hoagy Carmichael.
He's big. He's huge. The writer Theodore Dreiser.
Yep.
He's mm-hmm. from Terre Haute.
Ernie Pyle, the World War II journalist.
Yep. Dan Quayle, the former vice president under...
mm-hmm.
Well, he was famous.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else? I'm quite sure that we're going to get people calling in the names. I understand, and I could be mistaken on with Indianapolis... It is the second largest city, but has the most number of fountains.
Wow.
You know, that next to like, and I'm going to say Richmond, Virginia, maybe, but it has the most number of fountains and statues.
Well, drinking fountains? No, fountains.
Yeah, fountains.
Display fountains.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. And associated with statues. But, okay. How about music?
Well, let me back up just a second. Another famous town is Columbus, Indiana, and it's famous for its modern architecture. And there was a movie made, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 years ago, just called Columbus. Mm-hmm. And it's a very good film. It's about the characters, obviously, and stuff they're getting involved in. But it's also a lot about the town, and they show how unique the buildings are in that town and what makes them special.
Now, do you get back to Muncie?
Yes, I still have family that lives there, and I seem to get back there about every 2 years.
And has it changed since you were a wee tad?
It has gotten better. Like a lot of small and middle-sized towns. There's so much to do there now and so many cool places to go. But by that, I mean just nice coffee shops, brew pubs, better restaurants, mm-hmm. The things that most people these days just demand from where they're going to live, you know?
And also it's a university town.
And it's a university.
So that has, so music, what about music?
Yeah. Well, growing up, it had still does have a very nice auditorium called Emmons Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And Neil Young would play there on occasion. He really liked the way it sounded. We would have some top-notch bands coming through. I remember I took my first date to the Temptations at Emmons Auditorium.
Motown sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And music-wise, well, we've got John Mellencamp from the Bloomington area, and I believe John Hyatt is.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. John Hyatt's from Indiana.
He wrote a song about leaving Indiana in the back of a pickup truck. I remember. I can't remember the title.
Only way to leave it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the Jackson Five.
That's right. Northwest Indiana.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And also, Piru, Indiana, Cole Porter.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Okay. Great lyricist and from the 30s and I want to say in the 20s. You've got also one little, not too well known, is VJ Records is out of Gary.
Oh, that's right. They put out a famous Beatles album that we had.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it's kind of valuable now,
especially if you have it in mono.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you have it's there's a whole story behind how the Beatles hit America with what record label, and it has to do with Capitol Records having first dibs on the British EMI label. They said no to the Beatles. Mm-hmm. So the Beatles, you know, VJ and Gary, Swan Records, Tolly Records, picked up early Beatles singles.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, if you have out there a mono version of Beatles, and I forget what it's called, the first album, maybe just the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's something the Beatles.
Not like, Meet the Beatles.
No, it's not Meet, but it's something.
Something the Beatles.
Yes, yeah. Something the Beatles.
You could retire.
Yeah.
Jack?
Yeah.
You could retire if you had it.
Well, Russ, did you get rid of your copy?
One of my sisters has it, and I doubt it's in very good condition.
Yeah. Like,
I
think condition's not important, just the fact that it's.
Oh, wow. I will start looking for that now.
Yeah. Hello, sis.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else about Indiana that you'd like to share with us?
I'm ambivalent in many ways about Indiana as an adult, and I guess it's their political leaning. Mm. They are a quite a red state, and I'm quite a blue person.
Okay,
so, it's sometimes hard to go back and talk with friends and people I know, and just know that we have that kind of. Difference. Mm-hmm.
Did you go back for high school reunions and things like that?
I have been back for two and enjoyed them quite a bit. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I take it a lot of people from your class stayed in Indiana.
They did.
And how do they reflect upon as opposed to you who went out into the world?
Everyone seems that goes to the reunions seems to be doing just fine, and it's not really talked about. You know, we're just happy to see that we're doing well, and it's so much fun to reminisce.
Okay, okay. Before we let you go, can you say something about and share with the listeners your Tuesday night program on 88.5 KRFY?
Yes, it's called Made You a Mixtape, and every week we have a different theme. The theme coming up is spooky because we're so close to Halloween, and I put together 55-minute mixtape, which is in effect a playlist of my own picks for songs that I think relate to the theme, and then I invite listeners to suggest songs, and I always mix those in. And the idea together is we will make a much richer, better, more in-depth mixtape that relates to the theme. And then I play it and comment on the songs and go from there. And it's been real fun. And that's the show.
Okay, and are your DJ roots in Indiana?
I went to Ball State for two years, and I started out as a radio and television major. And that's, in fact, I ended up at IU in Bloomington and graduated as undergraduate as an radio and television, or at the time what they called telecommunications major. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was my introduction to radio and broadcasting. So it just feels great to come back and get back into the fold here at KRFY as a DJ.
Now, a lot of universities have radio stations. Were you involved with the radio station at IU or at Ball State?
Doing classwork, I was.
Okay.
But at a different college, sometimes I think I majored in going to college. But in Massachusetts, I was at a college radio station. Yeah, I did a show there.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good.
Hmm. Do either of you fellows play basketball?
Not well.
No.
Oh, I grew up with a basketball and imagining the day that I would be 6'10".
Mm-hmm.
But I peaked out at 5'6.5", and that certainly put a kibosh on my basketball career.
Yeah. Did you play as a youth, though?
No.
No.
I mean, no. I tried out for the high school basketball team and didn't make the first cut. I was let go immediately.
Uh-huh. I wonder if, like, so my state is Minnesota, mm-hmm. and I was never a hockey player. And I don't even consider myself a very good skater, but that's on the relative to other Minnesotans. And I find that out here, just the fact that I can move around on ice skates pretty well makes me a pretty good ice skater. And I wonder if it's the same for you fellas, that just the, you know, if I threw you a basketball right now, is it 3 points right away?
Yeah. Can I be on Russ's shoulders?
Yeah.
I grew up loving basketball.
Yes.
And and I loved IU. The dreaded evil team was Kentucky, University of Kentucky.
And still is.
And still is.
Quite a rivalry there.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. But on the high school level, extremely. There were sectionals and regionals and then finals, and you'd follow all the teams throughout. I remember as a kid growing up, my dad would get from one of the brewery distributors a whole list of all the schools, you know, that were in the tournament, and then we'd pick them. And
you would follow it to the very end?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I always was in love. I always picked the team from Tell City, T-E-L-L-C-I-T-Y. I just like the sound. Hi, I'm from Tell City.
Yeah.
You know?
And that brings to mind a movie about Indiana, and Muncie Central they were very good, and they would get to the Final Four, and one time they got to the Final Two, and they were beaten by a small town team, and Gene Hackman was in this movie.
Yep. Uh-huh. Hoosiers.
Hoosiers. Yeah, it was just Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that... that defeat still is Muncie lore.
Is fresh. And they play the finals in the Butler Fieldhouse.
Yes.
In the Butler University Fieldhouse in Naptown.
Yeah.
And then another movie worth mentioning is Breaking Away, about the bicycling.
Yes.
Down in Southern Indiana.
In the limestone quarries.
In Bloomington.
Around Bloomington.
Yeah.
Interesting little state.
It is. I always consider it just... I've never been there at all. I've never even passed through, I don't think. But it's so in my head, it's just like, I just think the Midwest is basically, it's the heart of the Midwest. It's America's heartland, you know, Indiana.
I feel, I don't know about you, Russ, but I feel Eastern Midwest.
You do?
Yeah, because there's Illinois, Nebraska, Kansas, which I think of as the Midwest.
Now, do you think of Ohio as Midwest?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Do you too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, those other states you mentioned, I think you're getting more into the plains states.
Where do you
draw that line?
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. But, well, it all emanates from Indiana, of course.
Yeah. mm-hmm. It radiates outwards. We've certainly used up our time here. I don't know that we is I can't think of any other great question to ask you. I wish I could. It's the place you're from, and it's still a place you go back to. Jim, you go back from time to time.
Quite frequently, because I still have family in South Bend, and I'm connected to Notre Dame, and I go to back for women's basketball games. And that one thing we want to say is that we're recording this in October.
Yeah.
And Russ mentioned IU football right now at this point in time is undefeated, the Indianapolis Colts. By the time this show airs, we'll have all passed. It's going to air in
January,
where the Super Bowl won't have occurred by then.
Right.
But all of the bowl games for the university level. So, I hope that both IU and Notre Dame get into the 12-team playoff. But there's a lot of uncertainty in this world.
That is. Can I mention one other thing?
Yeah.
And that's just how beautiful Indiana is, still is to me. If you drive through it, no matter where you are, it's also known for its sunsets.
Something
about the flat hilly topography is just great for sunsets.
I agree. Yeah. And by the way, I missed Iowa when I said Illinois and Nebraska and Kansas for the Midwest. You know, Iowa would probably have something to say about that as well. But you're absolutely correct. And I found growing up as a kid that I loved more than anything else the shoulder seasons. Spring and fall in Indiana were just beautiful. Winters can be brutal. Well, up where I lived, the lake effect.
Right.
Up in northern Indiana. Did you get the lake effect down in Muncie?
No, but we sure got some rough winters. Yeah.
And then, of course, summer.
Humidity.
The humidity is scary.
You left, both of you, I think, left kind of during economically troubled times, you know. And, when you left, you were leaving kind of a Rust Belt town. You mentioned, Russ, you go back and you're very impressed with what you see in Muncie. You like to go and visit. How about you, Jim? How do you look at South Bend when you go
South
back?
South Bend was the home of Studebaker.
Yeah.
And they closed down their plants in about 63. And those buildings set and major vehicle production in that town. And boy, was that a blow to the economy. And in a sense, the South Bend that I grew up in, I graduated from high school in 63, and it's different. Most of the buildings have been torn down. There are a few, but it's not the same the way I remember them. Where probably one out of every two cars on the streets were studies. But there is a museum there, and if you're ever into South Bend, the Studebaker Museum is well worth going through.
We're out of time here, folks.
And I took a lot of your time, Russ.
No, it's okay. Back and forth.
I have to admit, I see myself as a Hoosier, not as a New Yorker.
I see you definitely as a Hoosier.
Yeah. I think so, too. Okay, well, that's our program. Hopefully we got time for a song or two, and then we'll be on our way and back next week. Thanks for listening to Know Your States, Know Your Community with Russ Tomlin. Thank you, Russ.
You're welcome.